I see the comments that Ilhan Omar makes trying to avoid Armenian genocide, pretty well documented, 1.5 million people killed around World War I in that part of the world, trying to blame America. I see Adam Schiff coaching witnesses trying to be in charge of an impeachment process of a duly elected president. I see young people clamoring to support socialism, and then people have the nerve to ask me, Steve, why do you drink? Come on! Anyhow, my next guest, Julie Gundlach, says, booze is bad again, and I'm like, are you crazy? It's all I've got left. Julie, help me here.
Good morning. Me too. How do you get through the day, right? How do you fall asleep at night without nightmares?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kidding to a point, but good Lord, now booze is the bad guy again. Do tell.
Yeah, you occasionally see these articles that crop up, connecting anything that brings joy or fun with some sort of horrible disease. There's a cycle. So, one day it might be alcohol, another day it might be fatty foods, red meat, laughing. And the latest one is that alcohol consumption contributes to infertility. Now, what's so funny is if you look at the study, it's a truly bad study, right? But of course, I mean, you just glance at the study, read through the methodology, and you realize it's laughable. For instance, the study subjects were questioned about their alcohol consumption, not just before conception of a child, but actually after.
Oh, wait. Hold on, Julie. Stop. Let's be honest. Without alcohol, the conception rate would plummet around the world. Let's just get right to the bottom line. Without alcohol, there would be a far lower conception rate in the world.
Now,
go on.
Now I need to be clear here. When I say afterwards, this, of course, this doesn't really impact conception, but this is a study of both men and women. So they were somehow suggesting that men drinking beer 6 months after a baby is conceived somehow impacts the conception. It was just a terrible study.
Oh, it did impact the conception. It made it possible, but go on.
Yes, but of course, this generated hundreds of headlines saying basically that people, like women, shouldn't drink a year up to conception, and men, I think, 6 months. It's silly, and you can roll your eyes, but a lot of people will take that seriously. And let me tell you the demographic that will take it seriously: people trying to get pregnant, okay, couples that are struggling, women that are struggling with infertility, and what I say in my piece is if you are struggling with infertility, and I certainly had some problems when I was having my children, the doctors will all tell you this. This is the number one thing they'll tell you. Relax.
Have a glass of wine. Chill out.
Right? And it'll happen. Well, how my husband and I would relax, sometimes we'd go to a happy hour. Maybe, we'd grab a beer while watching a game or something like that. No. That's now off, right? All these rules. And in addition to this, you're also not allowed to touch plastic, because there's chemicals, and you're not allowed to eat certain foods. And for women who are trying to get pregnant, and frankly, they're for their spouses who are having to watch this and also contribute to this, obviously, it is a very stressful time. And so you have these studies come out, and then all the newspaper headlines that basically contribute to the stress that these couples are feeling. Again, this study, it's important to say, it's not like this is a legitimate study. It's a terrible study. And yet, because the media, it's like they don't care. They don't even read the studies. They printed this off.
No, they need to fill time.
No.
Yes. They're just feeding the beast, as they say. You've got, 24 hours of news to fill. You've got a paper to fill. You need something interesting. You can't have impeachment all the time with a Schiff show.
And what these scolds in the media and these people who don't even read studies love, is they love to scare people, and they know that this will. And again, what's just tragic about this is it's scaring the exact people who need to relax, probably need to not listen to these stories.
Good idea.
And sort of get on with things. And let me tell you, having a beer, chatting it up with your husband, that sometimes leads to romance. So it's really sad that you have these kinds of things. But again, they know how to get to people. They particularly know how to get to women. And headlines like this will make people afraid and will probably lead to some people making radical changes in their in their habits. And that's too bad.
I'm making no changes. I'm making no changes right now. I like, first of all, I like wine. A friend of ours just opened a winery. We're trying to support them every way we can. I like cholesterol. I like salt. I like free-range organic red meat. I like eggs. I like it all, baby, and I'm going to live my life. And you know what? My cholesterol is 161. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. I'm doing just fine. My resting heart rate is 70. So whatever they're telling you, I don't care. All right.
Well, look, everything in moderation, right? You're not eating a steak every night. You're probably not eating fast food every night. You're probably getting a good amount of exercise. People, this is common sense stuff, but headlines like this do lead to panics, especially among vulnerable populations. And that's really sad. So when you see these sort of scary headlines, take it with a grain of salt.
Wait. Panicking among vulnerable populations. What? The stupid among us?
I mean, come on. No. Look, if you're dealing with infertility, if you're trying to get pregnant, you read this stuff and you take it seriously. And it's and look, as someone who at some point struggled with this, you really do wonder, what can I do? It's you're very into self-blame.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. There is a vulnerable population. Women, particularly trying to get pregnant, will do whatever they need to do in order to make this happen. And these kinds of articles do cause changes. And I don't think that that's going to help a woman's stress level to say no to her girlfriends. No, can't go out and have a drink with you because I'm apparently supposed to only drink water for the next 3 years.
Right. And walk around on pins and needles all the time and try to be attractive to my husband. Exactly. It's beautiful, right. Gunlock. I appreciate that.
So go out and have a beer. Have a beer with your husband. Fun.
I'm going to do it now.
Take your mind off it. You know.
I'm going to do it right now. Julie Gunlock, always a pleasure. Greatly appreciate you being here from the Independent Women's Forum. Always a good time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Go ahead. Have the beer. Have the wine. Relax. Be romantic. It's okay. I'm going to tell you, it's okay. 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.